Blog Talk Radio.
Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. I am Apostle Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to welcome you all here to All Nations Bible Study with Apostle Zeta Flowers for this Wednesday, July the 20th, 2022. Hallelujah. And now, my brothers and sisters, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to thank all of you that are here. We want to thank the Spirit Alive family that is in the house, Mother Mitchell, Sister Jackie Nunley. We just want to thank all of you for coming out. So now, my brothers and sisters, without further ado, we want to introduce you to your anointed facilitator and host of All Nations Bible Study, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene Cook, for introducing me, and thank you for this program. Thank you for the opportunity to share the Word of God and to just allow others to know how important it is that we do the will of God. Jesus came to do the will of his Father, and so we should also have that same determination. I'm going to just go into prayer right now before I get started. Father God, I come to you today just thanking you for who you are and thanking you for blessing me all day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence all day long. Thank you for answered prayer on today. We just praise you because you are so worthy to be praised. Now I ask that you would word my mouth, that your anointing will come forth, because anytime we are anointed, it does come from you. So we just praise you, and Holy Spirit, we welcome you this evening, and we just welcome everyone that's listening in tonight and pray that others will, that are coming on, and others that will be listening in, praise God, will be blessed in Jesus' holy and righteous name, that they will get something out of the teaching and that others will accept you into their lives. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, we know that our topic is God's will versus our will. And oftentimes we want to do our own will. And, we need to do the will of God and be wanting to please God in every way and in everything that we do and say. So that should be our commitment to him. I'm going to go into the scriptures right now, and I do have some things that I want to share that I want to bring out in this lesson tonight. But I'm going to go to Romans 12, chapter 12, starting with verse 1. And I'm going there because we often go there. and I just believe that we need to go there. And because it is just so important. And it has to do with God's perfect will for our lives. Verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it is. It is. We should desire that, to do that. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go a little bit further, but this is what we really want more than anything, or we should want, rather, that God's perfect will be done in our lives, not just what we want to do, and oftentimes we have that idea, you know, that we can do what we want to do. And as long as it's good, or it seems like it's good, we think that it's okay. But we need to know how to go to God, consult God, and ask God, what is it you would have me to do? And we need to practice that in every situation, every circumstance in our life. Everything that has to do with us, we should be consulting God concerning his will and not our will.
Yes.
Praise God. Okay, I'm going to read just a little bit further. Let's start with the third verse here. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Praise God. So we all have a certain measure of faith. Praise God. And it's so important having faith and continuing to have our faith activated, because if we're not practicing faith, it's dead. It's dead faith. And we can't please God. So we need to keep our faith activated, continue to believe God for what he says he will do, believe him what he says concerning us, because the enemy is always trying to make us think less of ourselves or think that God thinks less of us, and he doesn't. So we need to even know that, how he feels about us, how much he cares about us, how much he loves us, what he did on Calvary, proving that he loves us. He laid down his life and he died. Praise God. So we need to consider all of this. Also, we need to know that wanting God's will for our lives, his perfect will for our lives, has a lot to do with our destiny, where we will end up. So we need to consider that. Praise God. Okay, so we must have our faith in action. All right. For as we have many members in one body and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ. We are one. Hallelujah. And every one members one of another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Having that mind to lift one another up, having that mind to care about one another, having that mind to see about one another, having that mind to check on one another, to pray for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then verse 6, and I'm going to read 7 as well. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportions of faith. All right? So it has a lot, what we do has a lot to do with our faith. And the ways that God uses us has a lot to do with our own faith. What do you believe? How much do you believe, that God will do for you or can do for you? Are you really trusting him wholeheartedly? Are you really believing that he will do it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you really believing him to show you what his will is? Because we have to trust him and believe him for that. He might have called us, which he did. He called each of us, and he gave us gifts, different gifts, same gifts, but operating differently because we're all different. We have different personalities. We have different ways. We live in different environments. We were brought up different. And it all plays a part in who we really are. Praise God. But, we need to, first of all, we need to know God. We need to have accepted the Lord in our own lives. Praise God. So that we can continue in the faith, continue learning, continue praying and studying God's word, meditating on his word, knowing him, and that's how we get to know him in a more personal way, is through his word. Praise God.
Yeah.
That's how we learn to do the things that he has actually called us to do, by applying ourselves in the word of God, reading and studying and knowing. And when we hear the spoken word, the preached word, then we need to take that in, praise God, and apply it. And I'm talking about the true word of God when I say take it in. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because if we have lined ourselves up with God and we have accepted the Lord and we're serving God and we have a relationship with him, then we're going to know what's good for us, and leaving that alone that is not good for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So from this passage, I'm going to go to, I have a few, I'm going to go to Galatians, the second chapter, and the 20th verse. Galatians 2 and 20. One second here. Okay. And it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's very important that we know that. And the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. Praise God. The just shall live by faith. That's talking about us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're to live by it. Amen. All right. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, and that would be the 6th chapter. 6th chapter and the 20th verse. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. 6 and 20. Sorry. I was in 1 Corinthians. Okay, here we are. Okay. And it says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. All right? He owns us. He owns us. You know, and we should not forget that we are not of ourselves, but we are of God. Jesus paid a great price, as you know, his life. He laid down his life. That's the price that he paid, hallelujah, for us. And so why shouldn't we not want to glorify God in our body, in our spirit, in any way that we can? Praise God, that he gets the glory out of our lives and what we do. Praise God. So we want to make sure that we're doing in the will of God, first of all, and doing the will of God, because if we're in the will of God, we can do his will. We can do it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we must allow God to own all of you, all of us. Our whole being belongs to him. And so we just need to get out of the way and let God have his way. Praise God. Now let us go to, we're going to go to St. John. And going to spend a little bit of time there in St. John. Let's go to the 5th chapter and the 19th verse. Okay. And it says, then answered Jesus, praise God, said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus was speaking here concerning the Jews at that time, but he was letting it be known, praise God, that he could do nothing of himself. Everything he did came by way of what the Father gave him to do. And so we ourselves, you know, we must have that same determination, you know, that we do what God wills for us to do. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's go to, let's see, that was 5 and 19. Let's go to John, the 4th chapter, and the 34th verse. and it says, okay, this is Jesus here again speaking in St. John. He says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Amen. Hallelujah. So we don't just begin to do what he wills for us to do. We must have that mind to finish it, to complete it, to do his will until the end. Amen. Whatever that might be, praise God. And how do we know to do that we're doing the will of God? Praise God. We learn by praying, by talking to God. You know, that's what prayer is, consulting God, going to him about things that we aren't sure of. Maybe we have a good idea. Maybe we do have a thought. Maybe we did think we saw this great vision. But we want to make sure that it came by way of the Lord and not our own ideas, not ideas stemming from our parents, not our dear friends' ideas about what we should do or where we should go. But we want to really know for sure that it's of God, no matter how good it is or how good it seems. It might not be for you or I. It might be for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But always know that God has a purpose and a plan for each of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then another thing people do is they want to copy what someone else is doing. They want to do what someone else is doing. Or they want to be like someone else. So they emulate somebody else other than God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great mistake, you know. And we do make mistakes, you know, in life. I know I have. But I do know this, the more you are transformed, the more you are connected to God and walking by the Spirit, there are less times, hallelujah, that you will make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then as we get to know God, in that way, the closeness and the relationship with him, then we want to make sure we're doing what he said to do, you know, even the more, even if it's something that we have to put aside, that we desire to do. If God is saying, go here this week, and you're wanting to go somewhere else, you know, it's best that we following what God is telling you to do.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago, I thought I was going to be a medical missionary in Holland. I was going to the Netherlands. I had prepared myself and planned, and others were speaking over me, and others were praying for me, and others were telling me things and that they saw, that they thought, and everything. And I was just really focused on it. I have not been there. God did not send me there. But it wasn't too long after that the Lord did call me to go to third world countries. And I did. And I thank God. And missions and the times that I went and were fruitful. They were profitable. So it behooves us to operate in the will of God and not our own will, not what somebody else thinks. Now, we know that God will speak through his prophets. God will speak to those that are in his will. You know, and I'm talking about those that are in his will, those that are operating in God's will, doing his will, you know, pleasing God in every way that they can, then, yes, God will speak to them. Praise God. But if you're connected with him like we should be and we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, then we're going to know. We're going to know. praise God, that God is speaking, and he does speak through others. Praise God.
Yes, he does. Yes.
All right. Amen. So we don't want to be trying to tell God what we want. We can ask him for the things that we want, the things that we desire. But as far as just leading ourselves along the way, I know we shouldn't do it. We should look to God because we should first surrender ourselves to God, to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we're surrendered to God, then we're going to know his will. Praise God. We just can't have our own way through life. Just because we feel like we have matured or our election and calling is sure and all of these things, we still need God in order to operate in the things that he has given us to do.
Amen.
His ability. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need his strength. Hallelujah. So we should seek to please God in every way and everywhere we may be. Praise God. We must be willing to lay aside our own plans, our own agendas, our programs, our missions, so that we can make sure that we're in God's perfect will all the time and doing all that we can to please God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's see. I want to go to Psalm, the 24th chapter and the first verse. And I just want to say that, you know, we're going to have some experiences, and we're going to have some good experiences that are productive. And, you know, and that's another way to know that we're allowing God's will in our lives when he tells us to do something and we walk in obedience and we do the things that God tells us to do, they are going to be productive. In our own choosing, we're going to have some bad experiences. We're going to go through some things that could have been avoided if we didn't choose our own way about it. Okay, let's go to Psalms 24, verse 1.
Are we going?
All right. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, world and they that dwell therein. So we need to be reminded that, you know, God is in charge. The whole world is his. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of us that dwell in it as well, praise God. Hallelujah. So he's in charge, praise God. And as I was saying before, you know, when we make bad choices or we choose our own way and things, we're gonna have some experiences that won't be so pleasant for us, praise God. So because we try to make our own rules and our own ways, and even in God's house, oftentimes. You know, people want to set up rules in God's house and set up rules in his ministries that he has given to us. But we still need to consult God about how he wants things to be set up and not thinking that we can just do it because I'm the head of this ministry or I'm the head of this church or whatever. More importantly, that God's leaders pay more attention to what he's telling us than what we're thinking or what we're planning or how we think we should go about it. Okay, so our highest calling is really important because It has to do with our destiny. So the most important part of our destiny is to reflect God's glory, praise God, in everything that we do. That should be a priority in all of our choices, as I said before, in our thoughts and our plans, our goals, our visions, making sure that they are about Him, and the things we do, we're doing it through Him. Because God is in charge of all things, and he says in Isaiah, turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other besides me. That's Isaiah 45, verse 22. When you understand and know that God is sovereign and that He has created you with a purpose from the very beginning, you can have joy and peace even in your difficult situations.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm sure that some of us are witnesses to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our destiny has much to do with what God has ordained and what He has equipped us. And yet equipping us. You know, we're not finished. He's yet equipping us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And He will help us to accomplish those things, praise God, that He has ordained for us to do. And so in doing so, we want to bring Him the greatest glory that we can, and also be mindful to achieve the maximum expansion of His kingdom. God's goal is to see his rule and His authority cover the earth through the expansion. Now, that's His purpose. Amen. Praise God. And so we know what our purpose is. Hallelujah. So when we know God's will, hallelujah, then we're apt to do His will. If we don't know, it's no one we can blame but ourselves, because we need to take that on, take on that commitment, praise God, to do the will of God. Praise God.
Yes.
And that's all through our life. Praise God. Through our lives. God didn't just set us aside for our own selves, but there are others as well, praise God, that are going to be blessed when we do the will of God. When we do the will of God, there are others also that are affected by the things that we do. And if it's coming from God, there people will be affected in the right way, in His way, the way He wants them to be affected, the way He wants us to be affected, praise God, through His will. We'll all be blessed. And so we must remember that we must obey God no matter what, no matter what things seem like, no matter what someone else says, hallelujah, no matter what we think, hallelujah, obey God. Just simply do what He says to do. Amen. And then stay in the Word of God. Stay activated in faith. Remember, faith without works is dead. It won't accomplish anything. Also, prayer. It is so essential, so vital. We must pray. Like the Bible says, at all times, we must pray. Hallelujah. Never ceasing to pray, but always ready to pray in any situations, any circumstance. Someone calls you and they have a problem. Don't you know that it's God's will for you to pray? Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Jesus. And then trust and believe God. Just trust him and believe him. That also will help us to stay in the will of God. That will help us to do God's will by just trusting him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I believe I'm finished with what I wanted to share tonight. And I wanted to just share with you the next time we meet. It'll be first Wednesday, the first Wednesday in August. And I want to share that evening more on commitment and vision and revelation. So I'm asking that you prepare your hearts and minds, and also pray for us for our next session.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, and
amen.
I'm going to turn this part back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Amen. What a beautiful study we have had tonight on our God's will versus our will. Now, hallelujah, if you are sitting in our studio tonight and you would like to make a comment about what you've heard or how what you heard applies to you, if you agreed with the apostle, you are more than welcome to press your one and put your praise on it. And I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. And I see Mother Mattie is ready to go. So we'll just start with Mother Mattie. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, Bishop Cook. Good evening to everyone and all the family and spirit alive. God bless the lady apostle. What she said was right on time. We do have to acknowledge God in all we do. Like my mother used to say, she said, put God first, Matthew, above all things, and the Lord will make the impossible possible. And it's so true, because the Lord has made so many things that were impossible on human level for me, and I could see it. And I tell you, Apostle Zeta, she really taught a good lesson. And
yes,
we have to be obedient to the Lord. She's talking about being obedient. She said, no matter what it looks like, and that's true, because sometimes it looks pretty pitiful. It looks pitiful, sad, bleak, and dark. But we do. We have to lean and depend and trust in the Lord. And I know that's true. I mean, she taught a wonderful lesson.
Yeah.
And it filled my heart. It filled my heart with joy. Not only with joy, knowing that she's telling the truth. You know, and God already have us before we're born. The Lord already knows what
mm-hmm.
He wants us to do. And I believe in predestiny. I do. I believe in predestiny. So the Lord has a mission and a purpose for everybody. Sometimes we just don't know it, but God has a purpose and a plan for everybody. And thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that wonderful lesson. The message was
Mother Martine.
It was wisdom. It's pure, as my mother used to say, mother with. Now that was pure mother with wisdom. Tell you, it was right on time. Cause see, the devil gets so vicious. The devil gets so vicious. And like Apostle Zeta said, we just got to trust in God, no matter what it looked like. You got to lean and depend and trust in God. That is so true. So God bless you, Apostle Zeta. God bless you and your family. God bless you, Bishop Cook. God
I love
you,
Mother Nashi.
I love you
God
too.
Bless.
I love you too.
We
I love,
love
you,
you
all, and I love
we
you all
love
too.
You.
And I love everybody's spirit alive. God bless all of you and your families. But that was a wonderful lesson, and you went to the different scriptures. So, you know, that right there,
we can go to it.
Word right there. That's God's word. So, I, you know, thank you. Thank you for God's word. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for being so humble and obedient to God, because I have listened to you speak. You're so humble. So God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, dear, for the encouragement. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Mother Mitchell.
Pray for Mother Givens. Just pray for her.
Yes, we will.
Pray
we have
her.
Been. Yes, ma'am. We'll do. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Yes. Earth giving honor to God and to Apostle Zeta. You know, one of the there's so many things that I love about you and about your teaching. And my my auntie, everybody used to think she was my grandmother, but she wasn't. She would say just what Sister Matisse said just now. It was you know, and she would say, "Now that's real wisdom there with the Lord twist on it." She would say that comes straight from the Lord. Well, that's what I appreciate so much, Apostle Zeta, from you. As Bishop says, you do precept on precept teaching.
Yes.
And
thank you.
I love that, because I can write down the scripture. I have my Bible right here. I can go to it and read exactly. I don't have to guess that you're saying what God said and what He has wrote. I can read it for myself. And in a way, that's when ourselves approve with your help, because this is so clear and so and it has so much wisdom and God's grace on it when you put it out
amen.
There. And,
that's
and
good.
I just love that. And I just love your teaching. And I try to be on here every time that I can, and when I can't, just know something is really wrong in my body. But,
amen.
Just pray for me, and 'cause I love your teaching, my sister. I do. You just
God
put it
bless
out there
you.
Just like God wants it to be out there. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Dear,
on that one. No problem. No problem, Mom. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Sister Jackie Nunley. Hallelujah.
Yes,
would you
ma'am.
Like to have a word?
Yes, I mean, because this is, I enjoyed it, but I really need to work on my faith. I need help with everything, because I'm telling you, I'm a new beginner.
Yes. That's all right.
I mean,
you're
all
here
right.
With
we're
us,
all
and we're glad you're here, and we're glad you're learning, because tonight you're learning about walking in the will of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
you,
the
Jesus.
One thing I'd like to say before I move to Bishop Carver, before I have Bishop Carver come on in here and be the anchor for us, because I know he got a good amen to it. We also, in doing the will of God, saints of God, once we hear God clearly, once we know that it is God that is speaking and He is telling us to do something, saints, we must move. So many Christians miss the mark because they hear clearly from God, but then they want to facilitate. And like Mother Matisse said and Apostle Zeta said, it might not look like anything that anybody's ever done, or it might not sound like something that somebody's heard before. So, but you know what? When we are truly submitted and committed to the Most High God, when we hear His voice, we must move. Because if we don't move, we are losing windows of opportunity all over the place.
Yeah.
If we don't move, that person might not have come to Jesus. If we don't move, that person might not be encouraged. If we don't move, that person might not have someone to pray with them. So when God tells us to move, saints of God, we must move. Hallelujah. Bishop Carver, come on in the room, sir. We got you. Okay, you're in the room. Bishop Carver? We can't hear you. Okay, he must be having technical difficulty. And but we praise God for this mighty teaching on the Nine Apostles Zeta. You're so right about everything you said. You were spot on. How could you not be? It was precept upon precept. You know, if anybody got a problem with what you said tonight, they'll have to go up there and take it up with Jesus, okay? Because you brought the word. You wrote the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So we just want to praise God for you. And I just want to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for this rhema word, this wisdom that we have heard on tonight. Now, Lord God, it is our fervent prayer if somebody doesn't know you and the pardon of your sin, that today would be the day that they would decide, hallelujah, to get in your will. Today would be the day, Father God, that they would decide to listen to your voice. Today would be the day, Father God, that they will give their lives to you in a way that they and others will be able to come to Christ. Now, Lord God, we just pray right now, if somebody is out there that doesn't know you and the pardon of their sin, we pray that they would just give their lives over to you. We pray that they would just come confess to you, Lord God, and ask you to be their Lord and their Savior so that they might begin to live an abundant life in your will right now. Lord God, I thank you for the mighty messenger. I ask that you pour back into her as she is poured into your people, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you bless her going out and coming in, Lord God. You have been listening to the All Nations Wednesday night Bible study facilitated and hosted by Apostle Zeta Flowers. Apostle Zeta Flowers is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship located in Oakland, California. If you are looking for a place to worship, a ministry to join with, this one could possibly be the right one for you because everyone is loving and everybody truly wants you to come into a right relationship with Jesus. So on behalf of myself, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Matt T., Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Sister Jackie Nunley, and Bishop Lester Carver, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Phenomenal job. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. I love you.
And I love you.
Thank you, Mother Matthew. Love you. Love everybody.
Love you, too. Love you all. Thank you. That was wonderful.
It sure
was. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful word.
Yes, it was.
God's word.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Dear Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, so much.
Yes. Worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.